Welcome, friends. This is episode 8. Hate Something, Change Something. You can find out more at hatesomethingchangesomething.com. The theme of the show is simple. If you hate something about the way you do business, then let's figure out a way to change it for the better. Don't accept as an answer, well, that's the way we've always done it. Come on, that's no excuse. It no longer flies. We have access to so many new tools. We have access to thought leaders online. We have access to big ideas. If you hate something, then change it. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Each week, we look at simple strategies and tactics that may have been overlooked by you and your team. Sometimes we forget, sometimes we get lazy, perhaps you never even heard them before. Point is, we're here to share information, to do business better, and become more successful at it. I'm not trying to sell you anything. The only thing I ask in return is your feedback. Comment on the blog, record a voice message that I'll play in a later episode. Send me an email, feedback@hatesomethingchangesomething.com. And I just want to say thank you to all the repeat listeners and welcome all of those who are listening for the first time. At the end of this episode, I'll tell you ways that you can have the show delivered automatically to you for free. Easy, right into your iPod, right to your desktop. Just give me like 10 minutes and we'll get there. So a comment came in from Keith from Birmingham. I think this is, it's either Birmingham, Alabama or Birmingham in the UK. I don't know. Couldn't tell, but thank you for writing, Keith. Keith wrote, "Hey, listen to all the episodes, great thoughts. Before I figure out what I want to be known for, I need to figure out what I want to be when I grow up." Nice. That's actually referring to, what was it, the last episode we recorded, episode 7, "What Do You Want to Be Known For?" It's like, you know, developing your value proposition. Anyway, he continued, "I like your direct approach, keep up the great work." Keith, I really appreciate that. You know, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I don't know what my first best destiny is. But, you know, until then, I'll just keep sharing what I know with anybody who's willing to listen. So let's get on with today's topic and what I want to talk about, stepping outside your comfort zone. So what do I mean by that? Well, think about it. We're all creatures of habit, right? You know, we've all formed opinions. We all can be very stubborn about changing those opinions. We can be very apathetic towards opportunities that people provide us that we could benefit from. Maybe we're fearful because, you know, it's something is a little difficult, it's outside of our realm of expertise, and therefore we don't want to do it. But, you know, as a business owner, especially a small business owner, you really, really have to step outside of your comfort zone. I mean, think about it. Let's take that, break it down again, what we just said. Opinion, apathy, fear. Opinion. I've heard this so many times now in my course of talking to different business owners. You know, the Yellow Pages is the best place for me to find my for people to find my business. Yeah, maybe so, and maybe back in 1985, maybe 1990, maybe even 2005. But that's not necessarily true anymore. Think about it. Paper is aging out. It'll never go away. Can never be fully substituted because the online search experience is not that much better. But it is not the first thing that people are turning to, especially the upcoming generation. You know, a 2008 study indicated that less than 30% of internet users report that they still use the paper phone book, your white pages, your yellow pages, in order to find a phone number or find a business. I mean, truthfully, I don't know when the last time I picked up a yellow pages was. I think it was to get a plumber 3 years ago, only because, you know, I was searching for the best ad. So yeah, that works well. But, you know, would I look for a marketing agency in the phone book? No. You know, it's like, would I look for a CPA or a law firm? I don't know. You know, maybe. But, you know, I prefer to go on referrals with something like that. And if you go online, chances are you might find reviews about those businesses. So, you know, it's like the phone book advertising is not necessarily the best direction, but it's not to say that you should be eliminated. But still, people are stubborn. It's an opinion. They're stuck with it because it's what they grew up with. Here's another thought. Apathy. Networking groups are not right for me. I'm just too busy for that stuff. Yeah, but think about those people who are actively and consistently participating in groups. They benefit from building professional connections. They get their name and their offerings out there in front of other business owners. They find opportunities to collaborate. You know, it doesn't have to be about selling all the time. It could be about partnering. And, you know, you give and you get business leads and referrals. I mean, what better way than getting out there? Another point, fear. I don't need a website. I'm not on my face and all that stuff. That's just a waste of my time. Yeah, so how are people going to find you? Again, as your older customers age out, how are you going to start backfilling that pipeline with newer, younger customers, especially this generation that's growing up, that's digitally connected? You know, everybody's got a Sidekick. Everybody's got an iPhone. Well, not everybody, but you know what I'm saying? It's like the teens heading into the 20 somethings and the 20 somethings heading into the 30 somethings with having more discretionary income. They're going online to find and research and make their decision-making process. They want to get opinions from their peers, and they get those opinions online, you know? If you're not providing a website at this point in your professional services career, then, you know, maybe you're just not going to exist that much longer. You're going to be the best-kept secret, unless you can tell me that 100% of your business comes from referrals, which could be true, but still, you really just got to think these things through. And again, the website is just one example. There's lots of things to be fearful. You know, it doesn't have to be a website. It could be about, you know, embracing online social networks. You know, I used MyFace as an example because I think there was some clueless person who used that comment in the last week. I think it was like Barbara Walters. She said something like that. It was pretty funny. But anyway, the point is, you got to move past these hurdles that are preventing you from operating on a different sphere and being competitive. So I've said this in past episodes. I really embraced face-to-face business networking. Yeah, I'm on all the online social networks. I very actively mine all my contacts and, you know exactly what they're doing and try to push, you know, information to them that's beneficial to them and keep me top of mind with them. But, you know, the fact is, face-to-face is really, you know, the best place to get your personality to come through. You know, I go to at least 2 to 3 events locally minimum per week. In fact, this particular week, I got 5. You know, some of them are like 7 a.m., some of them are like 7 p.m., you know, Monday through Friday. But, you know, the point is I choose the ones that make most sense for me, where I'm going to make the right kind of connections. And I go to those things. Sometimes they're 5 miles away, sometimes they're 20 miles or 30 miles away, you know, or even 40, you know, it depends. But I go very actively because I need to keep meeting new people. But I'm surprised how the reaction of other people when I start telling them about this. And I started inviting colleagues who've been laid off. I've been inviting small businesses that have become my clients, or you know, other people that I've advised. And you know, 99% of them, they sort of hem and haw, and they're like finding just some excuse not to attend. Not that they don't want to hang out with me. They're willing to go and meet me for a cup of coffee, but they're not willing to come with me to go into a free event and meet a bunch of strangers who are all business professionals. They find it intimidating. They find the idea just paralyzing. So here's an example. I was advising an IT business owner recently, and he's got this really great niche. He's ready to deliver his service, but he's weeks away from having his marketing strategy ready and his marketing materials already. You know, so I tried to talk him into just coming to a big event with me that week. It's like free entry. It's like within 10 miles away. We'll carpool, you know, let's just get together, go up there. We can talk on the way, and then we can, you know, gang up on people as we get there one-on-one. You know, the only investment is time and bring the business cards to hand out, which he already has. His reaction, oh no, I can't do that. That's not right for me. You know, that's not going to work. I'm telling him he can't afford not to go. How could you just pass up on something like that? I mean, you have nothing else in the pipeline that's going to be driving, you know, potential business leads over the next few weeks till you get your stuff right. No. So, okay, I went alone. Who did I meet that night? In a room of like 55 professionals, a doctor, you know, who has his own office, you know, an entrepreneur scouting locations for his new retail business. So, you know, that's somebody who's going to be building infrastructure from scratch. Owner of a title insurance company, owner of a law firm, the owner of a CPA firm, met a few PR folks and a bunch of others. You know, those were all good connections for me. If anything's going to come from it, I don't know. But think about it for him. You know, all these people, for, you know, majority of them all have technology needs. Why wouldn't they want to talk to him about, you know, the kind of unique service that he's offering? So, I don't know. It baffled me. Anyway, online social networking for professional purposes, you know, it should definitely be part of your marketing mix, but you got to get out there and press palms, shake hands, stop hiding behind that computer and get out for air. So here's my challenge to you. Let's call it the comfort challenge. Find a way to step out of your comfort zone over the next week or 2 weeks. Here's a few suggestions. One, go find a networking event to go to next week. You know, check your chamber of commerce. I've cited a bunch of different places in past episodes, like meetup.com and others that you can go and look up and by zip code, see what's going on near you. If you're afraid to go out alone, invite a business owner, you know, go with your spouse. Point is, get out there. All these people are there looking to make connections. No one wants to see you fail. They want to go and find an opportunity. So why don't you go out there? You all have the same agenda. It's like to be able to do business with somebody else. You never know who you're going to meet that might help propel your business to the next level. My next suggestion, start a professional blog. If you don't got one already, it's easy to do. Just create a free account, go over to WordPress.com or Blogger.com. Pick a subject that is related to your business, to your expertise, and start writing. Write opinions, observations, tip lists. It doesn't have to be long essays. Just make sense. You know, just be intelligent and demonstrate your subject matter expertise and do it frequently. You know, decide to do it maybe once a week, twice a week, and just keep in the pace. Get that started. Because you know what? By the end of the year, if you published one thing a week, by the end of the year, you'll have 50 plus articles that you've written, and they're all pointing or associated with your name, and hopefully that's all pointing to your business website. Another tip, get out of the box, you know, start your, shaking things up comfort-wise, build your professional online network. Go on LinkedIn.com, go on Facebook.com, go on Plaxo.com, go to Biznik, BIZNIK.com, start searching for people you went to school with, people you worked with in the past, whether they were, you know, at a company or they're on the client side or on the vendor side, whatever. Invite those people to connect with you through those networks. That way you've reestablished, you're letting them know what you're doing, you see what they're up to. Again, you never know how you might be able to use this to your advantage, but building a network takes time. The sooner you start it, again, you know, a year from now, it'll be a lot better. I started, you know, really mining making my LinkedIn connections about a year before I struck out on my own as a business owner. Yeah, I just sort of thought, yeah, okay, I better start going out there and reconnecting with a lot of people. It took me a year, but you know, it's like I got close to 200 connections now over the course of a year. And that to me is successful. Some other people may be like, what, only 200? But these are quality connections. These are people I personally know, I've done business with, or I've met in person and had some sort of, you know, relationship with. So to me, that's quality. I don't need 5,000 people in my network. I need 200 realistic people in my network that could care about something I have to say or something I'm going to do. So anyway, again, that's my challenge, the comfort challenge. Get out there, step out of your zone, do something. Go networking, start blogging, start building your online contacts. And tell us, what did you do? You know, let me know what steps you're taking to get outside of your comfort zone. Shoot me an email, feedback@hatesomethingchangesomething.com. And, you know, also, share your thoughts. Agree, disagree, want to add something, want to talk about a topic in a future episode, have a question, visit hatesomethingchangesomething.com, add a comment to the blog post, record a voice message that I can play for everybody else. Like I said, shoot me an email, feedback@hatesomethingchangesomething.com. You can automatically receive downloads of this free show on the, you know, the MP3 player of your choice. You can get the RSS feed. You can click the link to go and automatically subscribe to get it on your iPod through the iTunes Music Store. You can get it on your Microsoft Zune player through the Zune Marketplace. All that stuff, it's right on the website if you go there. HateSomethingChangeSomething.com. And hey, you know how you can also help me out? Aside from leaving feedback and subscribing, tell a friend, you know, send this link to someone and say, hey, check this out. This is, you know, a pretty cool conversation every week, and it's free. I'd like to thank, you know, a couple of quick shout-outs. You know, the music you're hearing, it's by a musician. His name is AJT. It can be found on the PodSafe Music Network. The link's in the show notes. And also, you know, if you want to get out there and publish your own shows, go check out Blueberry Network, blubrry.com. Great stuff, great statistics. So that's it. Get out of your lazy boy chair, break out of the comfort zone, go shake things up a bit, make some noise. Take care.